T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Don Wachilis of the College Sports Show, talking college sports at the D1 level, as you would expect. And there are things happening. College basketball rankings coming out. Panthers, Milwaukee Panthers, holding their media day yesterday. They're going to get some more attention with Patrick Baldwin Jr. committing there this year. So a lot of good stuff coming up. And we'll start with what kind of got viral over the weekend. Don, I do enjoy when my our alma mater succeeds, lacrosse.
It is fun, isn't it, watching the University of Wisconsin lacrosse have a little bit of success.
Now, as far as the football team, I kind of only really pay attention when they're undefeated this deep in the season.
Fair enough.
And that undefeated streak continued. And I'm going to play the clip here because I think a lot of people saw the final 10 seconds of this game. But it's even more awful for Platteville with the clip that you sent me when you see how it went down. This is just a really tough situation for Platteville. We'll, of course, you know, celebrate it as lacrosse guys, but still, you feel bad for this kid. Here's the play. This has to be, was this Platteville calling the game? They had to, this has to be theirs.
Lacrosse, yeah, it was on their feed.
Lacrosse is up 24-23. It's a 3rd and 5, fourth quarter. There's 33 seconds left. Here you go.
The three receivers on the near side. Schutz looking middle. Rolling now to his left.
He's got Lamers.
He's got a man middle of the field.
Okay, you've got it.
First down.
You got to spike it. You got to spike it.
First down, clock
stop.
Got to
kill the clock.
So a first down here as the ball is set at the 14-yard line. Colin Schutz looks around. I don't know why he's looking.
Schutz, you got to spike it. You've got to spike it. They've been rolling clock.
Oh, he's waiting for it to get down, and then they're going to try for the field goal attempt here. So,
what did he do? He just took a knee.
He took a knee, and the clock is rolling. He completely brain farted on that one. The clock is at zero, and lacrosse is going to escape Platteville with a 24-23 victory. Colin Schutz, who was watching the clock roll down, was waiting to spike it.
And I'm
going to
get out of this video here because now it just, now he goes to his knees. He's devastated. He's crushed. So, yay, lacrosse won, but man, that is a mistake, Don.
I have never been more excited to see our alma mater win a game, but as you said, as the video goes, your heart just sinks for this kid. I would love to see a camera angle from the other side of the field because there are a couple of times where Schultz looks over to the bench and you have to believe the coaches are saying, just relax, kind of a deal. Like, we're going to run some clock off so when we kick the field goal, lacrosse won't have another opportunity. And I don't know what the coaches are saying to create that situation. To me, the coaches have been through that 1,000 times. I was listening yesterday. You know, everybody's jumping on Mike McCarthy for his clock management with the Cowboys. And one of the comments they said is, being a head coach, you go through this and through this and through this, that you should have some ability then to manage. Well, the same thing here. You've got your quarterback in a very unique situation. It's the coaching staff that has to really walk you through this. I get it. It's a pressure situation. But I would really love to see what the coaches were doing at this time in order to kind of try and alleviate the pressure that the quarterback was going through.
I didn't know this. Lacrosse's coach is a graduate of Platteville?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. He was hired last year, but obviously with COVID, no season. So it's his actual second year, but first year on the sideline.
I text my buddy who played for the Platteville Pioneers back in, 03, 04. You know, we're old now. And I said, you guys aren't very bright over there in Platteville. And my buddy Tony responded, no, I disagree. I thought he had a great form when taking that knee. So Platteville, they look at the positives over there. So that's good. Lacrosse is...
glass half full.
Yeah. Lacrosse and Whitewater, both undefeated in the conference. That's a matchup on November 6th that I may have to think about going to if they're both undefeated at that time. You know, this WEAC conference, if I have this right, the D3 football tournament is like 32 teams, and aren't right. there like 27 conferences or something like that? So a bunch of teams a bunch of teams get the automatic qualifier, and then a lot of the at-large bids go to the WEAC because that conference is so good. It's like, really, you could put six or seven of the teams in there if you wanted to do the best teams in the country. It's just a great conference, and you know it's great to have here in the state.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable D3 conference, and as you said, you get the conference champions that get the automatic bid, but then when you look at the top 25, you've got three in the top 25 right now with Whitewater, Lacrosse, and Oshkosh, and Oshkosh is in the top 25, and they're 1-2 in the conference. So that gives you an indication of how well-respected the conference is when you've got a team sitting below 500 in the conference that's still in the top 25. And then, if I'm not mistaken, there's still three teams from the WEAC that are in that honorable mention category that are getting votes for the top 25. So, in essence, you've got six teams from the conference that are at least getting some love nationally, and not to say that six teams are going to get into the tournament, but it just goes to the level of play that you find in the WEAC.
Speaking of football across the state, obviously the Wisconsin Badgers getting by Army the other night. And I think what this season could be is the breakout campaign for Braylon Allen out of Fond du Lac, another alma mater of mine, why I bring it up. But they might have like, you know, Wisconsin's always had that two, three-year running back, whether it's James White or Gordon or Monty Ball or Jonathan Taylor. Allen could be that guy for the next few years.
And I think that's why Berger left. I think that's why he's decided to go into transfer portal. I think the entire shift in that running back room is now gone to Braylon Allen, seeing what he's been able to do at the age of 17, which is absolutely remarkable. I think that shift is why you saw somebody like Berger say, you know what, it might be time for me to hit that transfer portal because I need to go someplace else in order to showcase my talents, because right now within the realm of this Badger program, the running back dominance as far as carries go is now going to move towards Braylon Allen.
Badgers have Purdue this weekend, who you'd normally say, oh, we can win that game. Purdue just beat Iowa, and then the Badgers face Iowa at home. That could be a big one for them to kind of, you know, show their relevancy still in the Big Ten West. Just this weekend for now. I mean, what kind of challenges do you see for the Badgers against Purdue on the road?
Well, first of all, the offense has to do something. I mean, we're running the ball fairly effectively as of the last couple of weeks, but when we get inside the red zone, we're just anemic. Graham Mertz has got to figure out that there's more receivers on the field than Jake Ferguson, because that seems the only receiver he tends to go to when he checks down. He looks deep and then immediately goes right to Ferguson, which is fine. He's making the catches. But I think we've got to see if we can stretch the field a little bit. And then defensively, it's going to be about stopping David Bell, who just torched Iowa last week, 200-plus yards receiving, a touchdown. I have faith in Jim Leonard that he'll figure out a way to kind of slow that down a little bit. But you have to worry, because going into the game between Iowa and Purdue, everybody was talking about Iowa's defense, and Iowa could not figure out a way to stop Purdue. So it's going to be a little nerve-wracking, but if you can get past Purdue, Purdue gave you the blueprint in how to beat Iowa, which is don't give them short field and don't turn the ball over. I mean, Purdue held on to the ball, didn't commit any turnovers. They made them play the length of the field, and they exposed Iowa's offense, which isn't very good. They've been winning defensively by getting the turnovers and creating short field. So it's going to be on Jim Leonard. That's what this Badger team is this year. It's about the defense, and if the Badgers are going to win, it's going to be about Jim Leonard's defense keeping them in the game and hoping that the offense can score some points and not turn the ball over.
Of course, I've talked with you about this. My adopted team this year in college football is whatever is the best mid-major. Right now, that's Cincinnati before they jump to the Big 12 eventually. Cincinnati is two in the country for Cincinnati. They've got, like, nobody on their schedule left, so they have to keep routing teams the way they routed UCF. The Big Ten, though, man, the Big Ten, especially in the East, they could have a say about what happens with Cincinnati. Whenever the college football committee starts doing their rankings, you can't leave a team out of your top four that's in the AP and coaches top two. But if you look at how this is going to go down, Georgia's one. So Georgia, let's say Georgia runs the table. They'll beat Alabama again. They'll get in. Now, if Alabama beats Georgia, they're both getting in. They will.
Yes.
Then you're going to look at, is there a Big 12 champion we can put in? Right now, that's Oklahoma, and they could have a big showdown, I think, Thanksgiving weekend against Oklahoma State, who's staying undefeated. Ohio State could claw their way back into this. You know, Penn State's coming up, Michigan State's a big game. You've got three. Let me look at this. You've got Ohio State at 5-1, Michigan 6-0, Michigan State 7-0. Penn State 5-1, all of those teams out east, they could still make an impact. So even though Cincinnati's two, they are far from a lock, even if they go undefeated, which sucks. But there's a lot of good top-heavy teams out there.
Looking at the way this could play out and the idea of the Big Ten East being as brutal as it is, and their schedule coming down the stretch, the last half of the season is going to be some of the best regular season football games that we're going to see heading into bowl season. The way this could play out, and I hear what you're saying about Cincinnati, and they do. They've got to whoop teams by 30 or 40 going towards the end of the year. But you could literally see two SEC and two Big Ten teams in the Final Four playing for the national championship.
I think what we need to remember is there are no qualifications. It's a committee that picks four teams. It doesn't matter if you win your conference or not. It's just they're the four teams that they want to see play. I would like an expanded playoff. I would like some, you know, qualifications. I would love the 12-team format. But as much as I think it should be expanded, I like it better than two. And it does still, like, it's a catch-22 because the regular season, it is more compelling. It's going to be more compelling down the next month here with Cincinnati and trying to see about these Big Ten teams with the Big 12. Is there going to be someone emerging? So, it's going to suck for a team or two or three, but the goal was to make every regular season game important and matter, and they've succeeded with that.
They have succeeded with that, but I think the success will still be there when they expand the playoff system. Because right now, if you're looking at the Badgers, and going into the season, we had a lot of hope, a lot of hype, hoping that maybe they could find their way at least into the conversation of the Final Four. And when you lose one game, you kind of look at it and go, okay, it's done. The opportunity to get into the Final Four by losing one game is kind of shot down by historically looking at the way the system has been set up. Now, this year, it's completely different. We've got chaos in college football where we've got a lot of teams that have one loss, and so it kept the dream alive, so to speak. But expanding to 12, if they go to 12 like they're talking about, I still think the regular season has a huge impact on viewership, on fandom, just because you still have a chance. You can't lose three or four games and expect to be one of the 12 that gets in. I just, the idea of going from 4 to 12 and losing the importance of the regular season, I just don't think will happen.
Well, I can't wait to someday maybe find out. Don Wachilis, College Sports Show, Thursdays at 6 right here on The Fan. Appreciate your time as always. We'll be tuned in on Thursday.
Thanks, guys. Have a great day.
Love talking with Don. I love talking college football.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.